24th of May, done it completely wrong. Good morning, Audio Gravity, 24th of May, 2009. I'm Phil Campbell. I am your host for today. The first link today is the Dell Inspiron Mini 10V. Dell's really upped the netbook market game by releasing this $299. That's $300. Little netbook, which looks ultra sexy, I have to admit. It looks very similar to the regular model, apart from they've tuned down the processor and they've slowed it down a little bit to get a bit more battery juice in there. But if you're only using something, a little netbook for, say, something like broadcasting, doing live, you know, Ustream or whatever like that, and you want something really ultra portable, this is ideal. They are saying that there's various upgrade options on it. You can have like 160 gig drive or a 16 gig solid state drive. Don't know what you could get on 16 gig. Maybe some kind of little small Ubuntu or Linux distro maybe. It's got Wi-Fi in there, and you can have it with loads of little pretty lid colors as well. I really like the idea of the pricing of this, mainly because my mother's looking for a netbook. I was going to sell her mine and then get another AC Aspire 1 with a 3G module, because you can't buy them separately. I don't know why that's the case. Bit of a scam. But I think that I might just keep my laptop. I might put Moblin on it. And I think I might buy one of these for my mum. I mean, $300. I mean, what's that now? I don't even know what the exchange rate is. Probably pretty bad. But it's still a reasonably priced laptop, and it's from Dell. So you can pretty much trust that it's going to, you know, last for at least, well, you know, 6 months maybe. Next link is webvaluer.org, valuing a million plus websites. It was featured in Forbes. They've got various valuations on there. I have no clue how they do the estimated valuations. I don't even know if it's reliable or not. You can put in your own web domain and get a valuation back for it. Top valuations on there at the moment: Google, Yahoo, YouTube, all around the £1 to £2 billion mark. Next link, lifehacker.com. Kiddos is a customizable kid-friendly browser. What I like about this is that it's an Adobe Air browser, and I like the idea of being able to, you know, in a few years' time, get a netbook, install this, which will obviously have moved on dramatically in the next year, next 6 months, let alone year. And you can link up various things that you want to put on there, you know, videos that you've put on certain sites, and you can put time restrictions on there so it locks it and they can only use it so many times a day. I really, really like this. Not because I'm trying to condition my child not to look at certain stuff on the web, but I like the idea of slowly easing her into the idea of what it's like to view media on a machine. I think it's a really cool idea. Nice one for kiddos for doing that. Next link, very old school link this. It's a text ASCII art generator. I'm a sucker for stuff like this, mainly because, you know, originally when I first got onto the internet, this is what I used to read all the time. We didn't have web pages, we had FidoNet, and we used to connect by a modem and talk to the sysop at the other end, and he used to send us a bunch of text files, info files, and in them they had these really cool little ASCII arts at the top, you know, like a respect to their crew or team who had put it together. And they've got like this control now. You can just type in the words and it creates them for you, and you can select different fonts. It's wicked. You probably think it's lame, but that's all right. Yeah, it's not for everybody. Threadless have started to do Twitter t-shirts. Some of them are really, really cool, actually. I'm huge on Twitter, which is this little thing on the bottom there. In space, no one can hear you tweet. 140 is the new 420. Very, very cool. I don't know if you know, but Magiprint has actually a t-shirt store at Magiprint on Twitter. And it's purplepigs.co.uk. If you want anything on a t-shirt, Magiprint is your man. He's reasonable and he gets things out really quick. If you're based in the UK, I think he's in Rugby. We want to do something similar to this. If you're listening to this, twitter.threadless.com, go check it out. They've got some really cool little Twitter t-shirts on there. Next link quickly, Chirp City. ChirpCity.com, local Twitter stuff. Enter your city and it gives you the tweets from the area. Very, very lightweight, very, very simple. Constant reminder to me that keep it simple, get it done quickly, get it out there, get it viral, link it to your Twitter account. People get to know about your stuff. Awesome. Everybody's happy. See you tomorrow.